My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans. He is the founder of the Evans Institute for Middle East Studies and the Jerusalem Prayer Team. He is the author of many books. The most recent ones include Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, as well as Atomic Iran. He is also a longtime personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. There's been plenty of Middle Eastern developments going on in the last several days, and we want to get his thoughts on it. And Dr. Evans, always good to have you with us.
Good to be back with you, Greg.
Let's start with the biggest news probably of this week, and that's the effort to greatly expand his own powers by new Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. It's being met by quite a bit of resistance from his own people. It's obviously not lost on most people that this is the type of actions by the president of Egypt that led to the so-called Arab Spring last year, and now the person elected to change things is going down the very same road. What do you make of his actions, and what do you make of the virtual silence coming from Washington?
It's a little more complicated than the press is reporting on it. Fundamentally, what's going on is the Mubarak regime still controls a lot of the government. They still control a lot of the legislature, the same thing with the judicial system. So fundamentally, what he's trying to do, he's trying to cleanse the Mubarak regime. Now, he's been checkmated by the Supreme Court. This is a problem for him. He's very ambitious. He wants to push his Islamic strategy forward, but a lot of those that are still in power don't agree with him. So we'll see what happens. I doubt very much if he's going to be able to veto these people through a thugocracy, because that would, in fact, put the country into a full-scale civil war. So I think you're going to have some checks and balances with him. He won't be able to move forward as ambitious as he would like to.
And Morsi, of course, also gained a lot of attention and apparently played a relatively significant role in brokering the recent ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. It's not rare, certainly, in recent years for Egypt to play a role, but given the very different perspective on the situation that Morsi has compared to the Mubarak regime, what did you make of the significance of the role that he had?
Again, that's being eluded by the press. Fundamentally, what you have is you have two caliphates. You have a Shia caliphate and a Sunni caliphate. I wrote about this in my number one New York Times bestseller, The Final Move, Beyond Iraq, that it was coming in 07. Now, what's happened here is a Sunni caliphate coming out of Egypt, coming out of Turkey, coming out of Qatar, is challenging a Shia caliphate. The support that Gaza has got through missiles was Shia. Now the Sunnis have moved in to try to take control of Gaza. So these are two different crosswinds for caliphates, but are very important to understand, because you have a president in Turkey who wants to become the head of the caliphate for the whole Middle East. You have the president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, which I have interviewed, and I put the interview together for the Fox News Network's first interview with him, who wants to be the head of the caliphate for the Middle East for the Shia. So these are winds. These are apocalyptic winds that are blowing, and Gaza is an interesting place. They're all circling. This is the spot biblically where Samson pulled down the gates of Gaza. And where, and by the way, Samson is the name of Israel's nuclear program. It's called the Samson Option.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Evans, a prolific Middle East scholar, longtime friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So when we look at this battle of attempted caliphates, is there a side that we would prefer, or is it just disaster no matter which side would win?
Disaster on either caliphate. Listen, the reason why the Sunni caliphate is so fearful of a Shia caliphate, it's because of a 200-mile gulf. The Sunnis are afraid of a Persian, atomic Persia, non-Arab state. In the same way, the Shia are terrified of the Sunnis because they hate each other more than they hate the Jews. But in the midst of this, you have the existential dilemma with Iran's nuclear program. Fundamentally, what has happened just recently with the Gaza war was in preparation for the Iran attack. In order for Israel to prepare themselves for the attack, they needed to shut down Iran's infrastructure in Gaza. They did. Ehud Olmert, the former prime minister, did the same thing in the Lebanon War. So fundamentally, Israel is positioning itself for a genuine attack against Iran's nuclear program in the spring, in late spring. It has to come after the January 22nd elections in Israel, and it has to come with the prime minister reelected. You have some movements right now with the U.S. trying to weaken his ability to be reelected, but that remains to be seen if they'll succeed.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. The last time you were with us, Dr. Evans, you mentioned that there was a likely window, a very likely window between September 15th and October 15th that this strike would happen. Now you're suggesting it'll be after the new elections at the start of the new year. What happened in that September to October window that made it so that this needed to be postponed?
Well, what happened was Israel was forced to call new elections. You can't go to war against Iran without a government. And Israel's government was coming apart, unraveling. A lot of this was because of the U.S. The U.S. was meeting with the opposition parties, trying to take the government down. So Netanyahu trumped their card. And by the way, they did it before with Barak. Barak has just notified Netanyahu that he's not going to run again as defense minister. He's not going to run again. And this presents a real problem for Netanyahu. But I doubt if Barak made that decision without some dialogue with members of Obama's team, because he's to the left. So there's a lot of different cards that are being played. Barak defeated Netanyahu in an election years ago with the assistance of James Carville and the Clintons, and now Netanyahu is trying to reestablish himself. Will he succeed? I think he will, but it's going to be a battle. If he succeeds, he has to have a government to do this attack, and he's trying to establish the kind of government that can deal with it.
One last topic before we let you go, Dr. Evans, and that is this vote that is scheduled for the Palestinians to be granted, I think it's called observer status at the United Nations, a step on the pathway to recognition for statehood. There are a number of nations opposed to this. What's the goal here of the Palestinians? Talk about what's really behind the scenes here.
Lawsuits. This entire move is to try to legitimize their ability to sue Israel for war crimes. They've already tried it in the past and it didn't stick. But with this new recognition status, it would give them the ability to file thousands of lawsuits against Israelis, including foreign ministers, Israelis. And that's more fundamentally what it's about than anything else. It's not good for Israel. It's not going to be helpful. It's going to create a lot more harassment from them, but there isn't any intention on their part to back down, because, listen, they're divided. The Gaza is Hamas, is Islamic, and the Islamic fundamentalist in Gaza wants control of all of the Palestinian territory, and they're trying to find a way to legitimize themselves without giving up the rest of it to the Hamas Palestinians, who, by the way, their charter calls for the destruction of all Jews and the state of Israel.
Dr. Evans, thank you so much for being with us, as always.
You're welcome, Greg. Have a nice day.
You too, sir. Dr. Mike Evans, longtime Middle East scholar, founder of the Evans Institute for Middle East Studies and the Jerusalem Prayer Team. He's the author of a number of books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, as well as Atomic Iran. He's also a longtime personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.